In a nutshell, they had raised concerns about the implementation of a new electronic medical records system and whether or not it was tracking workers' work restrictions appropriately and whether or not workers could be put into harm's way for not tracking work restrictions accordingly. So the judge decided in their favor and decided to award them back pay, compensatory damages, some special pay that they had not received, as well as awarding attorneys' fees and costs.
Now, this seems like a slightly different type of the traditional Hanford whistleblower case. Previously, it's where either somebody has come in direct contact with something that's, you know, is harmful, or they're raising concerns about something specific that's health related.
That's correct. What they're looking at is, I mean, although their concerns were specific, their concerns are more looking at it through, you know, an IT perspective. What's interesting about their concerns is that it has the potential to affect, you know, everyone who works out at the site. You know, if you're, you know, you're cleared to work to do a job out at a certain place or a certain building, or if you're not cleared, this is the system that was going to be tracking that. And so it had the potential to affect, you know, every single worker out at the Hanford site.
Do we know if there were any issues that came about because of this situation, the concerns that were raised, or was it kind of a preemptive move by these two workers to say, hey, if this computer system goes through, then we're going to have these issues? Or was it, or were there actual cases of workers that had a certain condition and assigned to a contaminated area that that caused them harm?
Yeah, so it's a little bit of both. It first started out as a preemptive. You know, our clients thought that potentially their first concern was time. They wanted a little more time to look into and fix some of the problems and issues that they were seeing with this system. It was never this is just never going to work. But after the program actually was implemented over their, you know, objections and concerns, there were multiple crashes of the system, and ultimately a separate governmental entity has actually decided that this system that was implemented is going to likely be replaced, if they're not already in the process of doing so.
Now, we understand that a couple of months ago, there was a GAO report about the treatment of whistleblowers at sites like Hanford. Is it too early to decide or determine if any of those practices have been improved upon, or if the DOE or Hanford is improving the condition of whistleblowers? Is it too early to say something like that?
Absolutely. I think it is too early to tell. I think what Hanford Challenge is wanting to see is, you know, now DOE has a perfect opportunity here. You know, there's a decision now that says there was retaliation. And so, you know, our question is, well, what is DOE going to do about it? You know, are they going to show the public, demonstrate to the public that they take this type of retaliation seriously? And if so, you know, what kind of penalties or fines will they issue?